I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us this afternoon. Let's take a quick look at Scoot's news breeze. So a 37-year-old U.S. citizen was shot and killed by an ICE agent in Minneapolis this morning.
A federal agent shot and killed a Minneapolis motorist when she allegedly tried to run over law enforcement officers during an immigration crackdown, prompting a large group of protesters to vent their anger. During a news conference in Texas, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem placed the blame on the woman who was shot.
It was an act of domestic terrorism. What happened was our ICE officers were out in an enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle.
In Minneapolis, from behind police tape, protesters shouted,
"Shame! Shame!"
On social media, the city's mayor, Jacob Fry, demanded that federal agents leave the city, saying that they are causing chaos. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Speaking with reporters, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says President Trump's desire to acquire Greenland is not new.
That's always been the president's intent from the very beginning. He said it very early on. I mean, this is not new. He talked about it in his first term, and he's not the first U.S. president that has examined or looked at how could we acquire Greenland. There's an interest there. But so I just reminded them of the fact that not only did Truman want to do it, but President Trump's been talking about this since his first term.
But it doesn't make it right. And then when the president says he's not going to rule out military force to take over Greenland, I mean, that might just be a lot of bravado BS. You know, he might not mean it. He doesn't mean everything that he says. But I mean, it doesn't sound good to the world. Yeah, we'll use our military to go in and take Greenland. Can you imagine how Americans are going to feel if American soldiers die in the process of trying to take Greenland? You know, we don't just use our military to feed egos. We don't just use our military to do whatever we want to do. We use our military when we have to use our military, not to acquire Greenland. Of course, that's my opinion. Asked if military action against Greenland was off the table, Rubio, of course, dodged the question and said he didn't want to talk about it. You're Secretary of State, and you don't want to talk about whether or not the president said he might want to use military force to take Greenland?
I'm not here to talk about Denmark or military intervention. I'll be meeting with them next week. We'll have those conversations with them then. But I'm not having anything further to add to that today.
Let me tell you something. If anybody knows if Donald Trump has polyps, it's Marco Rubio. European policy analyst Maria Marischut says that Denmark's prime minister was correct to say that the U.S. takeover of Greenland would mean an end to NATO.
The Nordics did not lightly make statements like this, but it is Trump whose, you know, very bombastic language bordering on direct threats and intimidation is threatening de facto another ally.
All right, so what exactly is NATO?
NATO is an alliance of democratic nations in Europe and North America that have agreed to support each other through collective defense. Essentially, there is a signed piece of paper that requires all countries to defend each other as a group. And why is that important? Basically, there is one NATO member, the USA, that is large enough to defend itself on its own. However, most of the other members are not big enough to defend themselves alone against a big threat. So the alliance helps small countries feel largely protected.
So what happens if we try to take Greenland by force, which is a territory of Denmark, which is one of the nations that's part of NATO, which is the North American Treaty Organization? Yeah. A lot of exciting things to look forward to. The Trump administration has seized two oil tankers linked to Venezuela and is selectively removing sanctions to enable sales.
The U.S. has seized two oil tankers linked to Venezuela in the North Atlantic and the Caribbean. The U.S. European Command says in a social media post that it seized a merchant vessel for violations of U.S. sanctions. The vessel, which according to records is flagged to Russia, had been pursued by the U.S. since last month after it tried to evade a U.S. blockade on sanctioned oil vessels around Venezuela. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem says U.S. forces also took control of a tanker in the Caribbean. She says both ships were either last docked in Venezuela or were headed there. Officials say the Russian-flagged vessel, renamed from the Bella One to the Marinera, was sanctioned by the U.S. in 2024 for allegedly smuggling cargo for a company linked to Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, which is backed by Iran. The U.S. Coast Guard tried to board the vessel in December, but were refused. Donna Porter, Washington.
The sprawling fraud cases in Minnesota have inspired the administration to go in guns blazing.
The Department of Homeland Security says it's launched the largest immigration enforcement operation it's ever carried out in Minnesota. Sources tell AP some 2,000 federal agents and officers are expected to be deployed in the Minneapolis area. The move began over the weekend, and federal authorities say it targets alleged fraud involving Somali residents. DHS says agents arrested 150 people Monday. Governor Tim Walz decried the operation as a war being waged against Minnesota, noting there's been no coordination with the state. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Yeah, I wonder how much better your life is now that these people are out of the country, or that they've been detained at least. I mean, did it change your life at all? Anyway, that's it for a look at Scoot's News Briefs.